guys have a big game on Monday night, but I mean, it's hard to.
You know. Not at all. No, this football team's came out every day. We haven't changed anything we've done. We come out, we work the same way. We've had a great week of practice, and we've prepared well for this game on Monday night, and we're ready to play this game.
When it comes to this team, I mean, media, general public, no one's in here. They have no idea what the culture is. I mean, without, you know, describing the culture, do they just not understand, you know, this is football and this is a game of men and this is what men do?
At the end of the day, we're a band of brothers, and we're here for one thing, and that's to play football and to win football games. And that's been our main focus since all this has gone down, and it's going to be our focus to finish this year, is to win football games.
I'm sorry, Rob, are you concerned that you might be ensnared in this if they seem like they're winding their throat?
I'm talking about football. It's all about the Bucs. If you guys got a question about Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'm more than happy to answer it.
How did you feel during practice this morning with the music, everything?
We do that every day, so that's how we get ourselves going for practice. It's what we always do.
Mike, what sort of game are you expecting out of the Bucs? They're looking for their first win. They're honoring Warren Sapp that night. You're very familiar with it. They're going to come out.
They play good every week. If you watch them on film, they don't look like an 0-8 football team. They're very well prepared. They just got to learn how to finish football games. And I know they're trying to get their first win of the season because they're going to come out and play as hard as they can on Monday Night Football.
Mike, hey guys, the latest report has Jonathan Martin being.
Hey guys, physically.
I'm all about the Bucs. It's all about the Bucs.
It's just about the Bucs. Otherwise, we're done. Bucs questions.
Mike, how's the offensive line chemistry? You guys have had some turnover the last couple weeks. How are you guys feeling about that going into a game?
We're really good. Our offensive line is a close knit group. We've been that way all year, and we're going to continue to be that way. Nothing's going to change in our offensive line. We're going to go out and play the game the same way we play the football game. And I believe in that, guys. I believe in our offensive line coach, and we can't wait to go out on Monday Night Football and show what we can do.
Talk about the guys that are going to step up now in those roles for missing offensive linemen that are not here.
Yeah, well, Nate Garner's been doing a really good job. When Richie went down last week in the game, Nate came in and played really well, and so we're going to be counting on him to play really well. And then Will Yeatman, he's going to be the guy, the sixth man, and so he got to come in, and when his number's called, you guys be ready to play.
Mike, is this a motivated and angry locker room?
It's the same locker room. We're just going here. We've come in the same way. We come in at the same time. We practice the same way. We don't take any more reps than we've been taking, and that's the way it's going to stay. We're going to be the same football team.
Take two more, guys.
How do you throw away all the distractions, Mike?
Is that about the Bucs?
Well, you're playing the Bucs, so yes.
Just go out and just play the way we've been playing all year.